In this past election, conservative candidates hoped to take over school boards across the country. Many campaigned on what they called pro-parental rights, anti-LGBTQ, and anti-critical race theory platforms. But the results were mixed. Candidates backed by conservative politicians and groups swept to victory in places like Florida and South Carolina. But in other places like Michigan and California, many lost. Lee Gaines of member station WFYI looks at the aftermath of a hotly contested school board race in Carmel, Indiana, and what the results mean for some of the district's most vulnerable students.
Avi doesn't usually pay attention to school board elections, but this year's race was different.
When you have people like verbally talking about outright banning your presence from a classroom, it's startling and worrying, especially because there were people that agreed with them.
The 16-year-old identifies as non-binary. We're not using their full name to protect their privacy. Avi attends Carmel Clay Schools, a high-performing district in an affluent suburb of Indianapolis. Avi and their dad, Phil, were worried about three conservative candidates running as a slate. Phil says he feared what could happen if they took over the school board.
We did have serious reservations and concerns about our future in the Carmel Clay School District, because we weren't sure that it was going to be a safe space for our kid.
Like many communities across the country, tensions over race and LGBTQ identities have been rising in Carmel over the last couple years. Avi says they were full of dread on the day of the election.
I was dreading it because of the fact that I was worried that these candidates were going to get seats and then be able to greatly affect my school and my life, but I was pleasantly surprised.
Only one of the three members of the conservative slate won a seat on the Carmel Clay School Board, but the race was close, with neither Democrats nor Republicans claiming landslide victories in what are supposed to be nonpartisan races. What happened in Carmel mirrors local school board results across the country. Republican candidates backed by conservative groups had a mixed bag of victories and losses.
It seems like the sort of push from the right worked electorally in some places, and it didn't work in others.
John Vallant is a researcher with the Brookings Institution. He says there's already been major changes in some places where conservatives won majorities on school boards this year, like in Florida, South Carolina, and Texas.
You saw very quickly, superintendents were fired. There were lawyers that were removed. We saw an elimination of some LGBTQ-oriented initiatives.
But those changes have been isolated to certain districts. Greg Brown is the only member of his conservative slate who won a seat on the Carmel Clay School Board. He says stories of liberal indoctrination in schools motivated him to run for office.
I'm concerned with where schools are going across the nation. I am not saying that Carmel has lots of progressive teachers that are doing these things. I don't know. I just want to make sure we don't head that way.
Brown says allowing transgender students to use the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity is an example of progressive indoctrination in schools. He also doesn't believe students should be asked to share their preferred pronouns. And he says discussions of controversial issues like gender identity shouldn't take place in the classroom.
The schools are in charge of education, and they should be teaching education. They shouldn't be dabbling into the area of values. I find that absolutely wrong from a conservative Christian perspective.
Brown doesn't have any evidence to suggest liberal indoctrination is happening in Carmel Clay schools, but he insists it's rampant across the U.S. John Vallant says the idea that teachers are indoctrinating students is a result of a media landscape that has amplified made-up stories.
I think it's giving people a really warped sense of what's happening in the vast majority of American classrooms.
People, me included, sent my child to school to learn, not to be indoctrinated into social justice or into social emotional learning that I didn't agree with.
Paige Miller is a retired Carmel Clay teacher. She co-founded the Hamilton County chapter of Moms for Liberty. It's a local branch of a national conservative group that's led efforts to ban books and classroom discussions on topics such as race, gender, and sexuality. The group supported hundreds of candidates in school board races across the country. Miller is pleased with the success they've had, even in Carmel, where only one of their chosen candidates was elected.
So we're not going anywhere. We're just getting started. We're just a year old.
For now, Avi, the non-binary student from Carmel, is relieved. They say indoctrination isn't a real issue, but removing books and barring discussions of LGBTQ identities and race in the classroom is something to be worried about.
For so many minority kids, school is already hell. So to see yourself reflected in those spaces is crucial to helping you understand that you also deserve a spot in the world.
Avi says they'll continue to pay close attention to politics, and they're eager to vote in future elections. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.